Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you, new kid, come over here.
Whoa, the girl from Audio Lab is calling me out at lunch. This is a first. It's only my second week at Booker T now, and although I've been keeping my distance since I'm the new kid on the block, I'll admit that it's been a lot better here than I thought. Still filling out the other students. They seem cool. A lot of them are a bit nerdy and tech heads, but this is a STEM school, so that's expected. Meanwhile, the podcast is still going viral, and more interview requests are coming in from artists.
Hey, Janelle, right? From Audio Lab. What's good?
Have a seat. Okay, don't worry, I don't bite. That's more like it. You know, I'm tired of seeing you eat by yourself. It's pathetic.
You sitting by yourself?
By choice, so I can finish reading Bell Hooks All About Love. So it's Ruben, yeah? What's your deal?
My friends call me Ben.
That's your deal?
I shrug. What can I say? I'm still playing the podcast close to the vest. It's like a reflex carried over from home.
Like Uncle Ben's.
What's so funny?
I mean, you know, like Uncle Ben, the rice. Rest in power, Uncle Ben. I'm just trying to break the ice a bit. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Janelle. Nice to finally see someone here reaching out.
Yeah, the vibe here is pretty cool, but you have to be driven to keep up. It can be isolating for newbies. Consider me the welcome committee.
So you're this friendly with every new kid?
Wouldn't you like to know? So Ben, what are you into?
Oh, well, I love music and I've got this, I've only known her for under 5 minutes, but I get the feeling I can trust Janelle. We've been exchanging glances in Audio Lab for a week. She smells like rose water. Her septum piercing and long locks make her look like a goddess. I shouldn't be keeping the pod to myself here at school. That's ridiculous. It isn't like my parents are gonna find out about it from some other kid at Booker T. Marco and I even talked about using our school to spread the word, but I haven't been acting on that since the pod's doing so well on its own. But I gotta put myself out there.
I host this little podcast, Interview Breaking Artists.
Are you serious? That's so dope. I mean, you're leaving social currency on the table. How humble of you. So do you want to be my new friend?
Miss Janelle, I accept your invitation.
I am intrigued to learn more about your little podcast. Who have you interviewed so far?
Nevaeh Jolie, Maisie Guns. Have you heard of any of them?
Whoa, that's legit. You aren't messing around. I heard of Nevaeh Jolie. Sidebar. You have to beware of giving your insecurities power. Watch the way you talk about yourself. You just described your podcast as little. But having your pulse on fresh talent and creating a platform for new artists isn't so little, my dude. That's huge.
I'm taken aback at how direct she is. It's intimidating, but in a good way. Damn, I didn't even realize I did that. Thanks.
Where would a girl go to listen to a podcast as illustrious as yours?
You can find it in all the usual places. Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. If you're on that Android tip.
Sounds like you're on that Miles Morales tip.
What you mean?
You know, Ultimates, Into the Spider-Verse. Miles Morales transfers to a new school right as he becomes Spider-Man. Come on. Okay, if you're going to be a culture icon, you got to know these references.
Yeah, I guess I am on that Miles Morales tip. I even got a secret identity.
Secret identity?
Yeah, On the podcast, we disguise my voice and I go by a stage name, Mask On.
Damn right you've got a secret identity. Why aren't you shouting this stuff from the rooftops? You're the most interesting new kid we've had in years.
I don't know. That's not me, I guess. I like to keep things low-key.
I get it. But you gotta own your greatness. What do you call your new hit pod, by the way?
I hold my breath for a second. This is the first time I'll get to experience an outsider's reaction to my work. I've been so private about the podcast for my own reasons, and despite our solid numbers, I haven't come face-to-face with a new fan in real life. Somehow telling Janelle makes everything feel more real. It's like I'm relaunching the show to the world all over again. It's called Here Comes the Break. It's been a few more days and our third interview is set to drop today. It's amazing how fast the podcast is blowing up. We're hitting bigger numbers daily. Honestly, it's turning out to be a lot to handle. I mean, between the demands of booking guests and editing the show, not to mention schoolwork, it's a little much for just two guys. Marco has been managing our social media pages, creating content calendars, and corresponding with our listeners. But that dude lives on his phone anyways. But we could use some help with production and booking. At school, I've had lunch with Janelle all week. I even met some of her friends. She's a senior, knows the lay of the land. She's been a real lifeline. I've noticed that my social feeds are starting to fill up with kids at Booker T, mostly friend requests, with Janelle as our one mutual follow. Thankfully, with all the rest of this stuff going on, Mom and Dad have mostly kept their distance since they're still under the impression that the school transition is tough for me. It isn't actually that bad. Thanks to Janelle especially. But I'm more than happy to let my parents feel that way if it gives me the space I need to work more on the podcast. My mind keeps going back to what Maisie Gunn said in our interview about keeping your close circle of trust when you blow up. The strain on Marco's bandwidth handling all this producer side stuff himself, Janelle's strong personality and interest in the pod, it all makes sense together. I'm still just getting to know her, but I know she's got the calm and positive energy to pick up the slack when Marco and I feel overwhelmed. I want to recruit Janelle to work with us. I have a call coming up with Marco any minute and I'm going to run the idea by him. My homework should probably be further up in my mind, but I'm running through critiques of how to make the pod better, bit by bit, episode by episode. It takes up all my attention lately. Hey, Marco.
Yo, Ben. Great news. We've got another interview lined up and a couple more requests coming in. Artists from all over. St. Bodie from L.A., Stephen Moses from Pennsylvania. We can start banking episodes if we record these quickly.
So key that we scored that interview with Oh No for episode 3.
I stopped short in my tracks. Okay, booking is going pretty well. But I'm excited and nervous at the same time. I feel that familiar stab of panic. And I know I still need to suggest bringing Janelle on board. I need more support, and the thought of having someone at school I can talk to about the pod stuff will be a huge relief. That's great. Let's schedule the other request as soon as we can.
You took the words right out of my mouth. How's everything at Booker T?
Good, good. Finally making some new friends. There's this one girl,
ooh,
Janelle.
Player on player, you got a girl already named Janelle? I see you.
No, she's not my girlfriend. She's my friend who happens to be a girl. We lunch together.
I bet you do.
What is that even supposed to mean?
Don't play innocent with me. Did you tell her about the podcast?
Yeah, she knows about the pod. She's spreading the word about it. About me, around school.
That's dope. Every little bit helps. How's this weekend for the interview with St. Bodie?
Yeah, I could swing that.
Alright, great.
We're dropping episode 3 tonight, right?
I did a fresh edit last night. Mixed it this morning before school if you want to review.
I'm bringing it up on my laptop now.
Smooth. We'll go through it for a final pass together. So while it loads up, get real with me. You feeling this Janelle girl?
This question makes me uncomfortable. I've got enough on my plate as it is. And Janelle's been a good friend to me so far. I don't want to ruin it by making a move. The bottom line is yes, of course I'm attracted to Janelle. What idiot wouldn't be? But now is not the right time to make a move. Nah, man. At least not right now. I got too much on my plate. I got eyes for this podcast.
Wrong answer, man. There's never a good time or bad time. You just gotta go for it.
Oh, yeah, right. This is from the guy who axed out every girl in my grade.
Hey, you don't get a batting average till you give yourself some at-bats.
I did have an idea, though.
Idea?
We should bring her with us to the next show we go to. Make her a part of the podcasting team.
Mm-hmm. All right. Invite your woman.
I'm telling you, this is strictly professional. You and I are both losing sleep trying to keep up with everything. An extra pair of hands would help. And she's super competent.
Look at you drinking the Booker T Kool-Aid already. Super competent. You're going bougie.
Marco can see right through me. But I'm serious about keeping the firewall up between Janelle and I. This podcast is too important. I'm more afraid that he's going to make a move on her while I'm playing it professional.
So if you're not interested, you mind if I holler?
You haven't even met her yet.
All right, invite her to the next show. You've got one this weekend. I'm dying to meet her.
Whatever, man. Okay, it's a plan. Now, episode 3, final mix. Let's dive in.
So I don't mean to start off too serious, but in learning your backstory, I learned that when you were young, your mom was in prison.
Yeah.
And you and your siblings were left to survive on your own. Until, thankfully, a relative stepped in to support you.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
And that happened when you were a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about, I want to say, maybe about 13 or 12 or 14 maybe.
I don't want to make assumptions, but now that you're an adult and you're pursuing your own dreams as a music artist, what would you say contributed from that experience to what type of person you are now because of it?
I mean, honestly, I feel like the main thing it made me is just like, it made me really strong because I feel like I tell my story to people and they're like, not amazed, but they're just like really like, wow, like you went through that. But to me, it's kind of normal. I feel like it's like, yeah, like that's, is that bad? And I just feel like it made me strong because if I look at that, like, oh, that's, yeah, it's nothing. Yeah, I just feel like it made me like a really strong person. Like the way I look at things, the way I handle certain situations, the way I react, I just feel like it definitely toughened me up.
And also as an artist with a Latino background, you know in hip hop we had our Big Puns and our Fat Joes. What would you say to young Latin American artists out there? Someone from a first generation family?
I mean, all I would really say, I mean, it's gonna sound real cliche, but I would just say to just keep going at whatever you're doing. I mean, it was hard for me at one point, just being a Latino artist, because there wasn't much out. Like you said, yeah, there was the legend ones, but there wasn't ever something like that. There was a lot of them. Now there's starting to be a little more. So I feel like just working hard, like it was hard. Like people kind of slept on me or just pushed me to the side at the beginning, even with going to little like, just any little stuff that I would do, I was kind of pushed to the side because I was a Latin artist. So I feel like I wasn't taken serious, but I just really went hard and I knew there's people out there that would like me and just my stuff. So the world is huge. There's so many people. So I knew there's a fan base for what I do and for the type of music I make. So I really just like stay focused, stay dedicated, and I made something happen and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, you also make music in Spanish. Who would you say your audience is?
I mean, I definitely have a very strong audience out in like South America. But I feel like mainly it's just people like my age. I feel like it's the younger people. I also have a lot of people like 30 and over, but mainly it's 18 to like 25 and stuff like that. So I feel like it's people mainly like my age, but maybe just because of the things I talk about is more current, I guess.
What would you say are the themes of your music?
Okay, so there's a lot of people who do stuff and, you know, don't really, haven't gone through it or don't really do that certain things. I definitely feel like I don't do that and I'm really happy about that. So, I mean, everything I've really talked about is just either things that I've gone through or things I do on a daily basis, whether it's hanging out with friends or just working hard. I've actually noticed I talk a lot about working hard and stuff like that, like some hustle stuff, like Nipsey Hussle type motivation type stuff.
How do you deal with the pressure of building this audience but still staying true to yourself?
Yeah, honestly, I have huge anxiety. It's like really bad. But lately, I've been finding a lot of ways to cope with it and just kind of like get through it. Because I feel like a lot of it is fear of certain things. So I just try to like go with it and just try to like hope it's not going to turn out bad. But I feel like I said, although everything I've gone through has made me stronger, I do feel like that may be the cause of some of my anxiety, just because people have told me that. But I don't like to believe that because I just don't feel like that's a reason to feel that way. Yeah, I definitely feel like it's just fear but it's been something that I've been working on, and I feel like I've been doing good.
Right on. Hey, you sound like it too. Tell our listeners what you got coming up for them.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be doing definitely a lot of singles. I'm for sure gonna start being super consistent with everything, even vlogs. What else? I'm gonna be doing like some clothing. Yeah, and some super, super crazy videos. I've been coming up with the craziest treatments, so I'm really excited to just get them done and put them out there for everybody.
Nice. That's a lot to look forward to. Oh no, thanks for taking the time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
And now, back to the show.
This is surreal. Tonight's the night. Marco, Janelle, and I are covering a show together like we're Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and Charlamagne the God. I can sense this is gonna work out. So far, Marco likes Janelle, and Janelle hasn't read Marco the Filth yet for his flirting, so we're off to a great start. We're tag teaming the LA The Goat show in the city. He's a Tampa rapper in town for a one-night-only engagement. Janelle is on her phone, and Marco is posting to our social media pages to let our followers know that the Here Comes the Break team will be in the building tonight covering the show. This feels great. I didn't even have to hide that I was going to the city for my parents. They were just happy to hear I have a friend in my new school and that she and Marco and I were all going to hang out together. What I didn't tell them is we're going to an 18-plus show. In some ways, tonight reminds me of that roller coaster ride on the first night when Marco and I scored our first interview. Only this time, we're not being shepherded to the green room like we're VIPs, thanks to Marco's influencer invite. This time, we're general audience, so we gotta go hard to get access. We have one shot to nail this, and Janelle, a hot girl in our crew, is our ace in the hole. We get to the door, and this is the first test of our plan, pass or fail. Since we're not on the press list, we have to stand in line. And because the show is 18 plus, we need fake IDs to get in. Well, not Janelle, she's actually 18. But Marco came through in the clutch and hooked us up with a pretty good set of fakes. It's my first one. It feels like Christmas. I can't lie, I am feeling super anxious right now. What if we get caught? If the bouncer doesn't give us a pass, the night's gonna be over quick. But somehow when I'm out with these two together, it isn't the panic attack kind of anxious. It's part of the thrill. Okay, Ruben, gotta focus and act like you belong. Can't look too suspect. The doorman takes Janelle's ID and only gives it a quick glance. But when it's Marco's turn, he stops, starts squinting, and runs his hand over it. Oh, shit. This isn't gonna work. After all my talking myself up and building up this head of steam, I could feel it evaporating into an anxiety attack by the second. Janelle's already through the door and Marco's trying to keep his cool. I'm starting to get fidgety and I finger the velvet rope half-consciously. Then the doorman sees my nerves and gives Marco a furrowed brow. Oh shit, 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 this is falling apart fast. My feet are itching to move underneath me. I see Marco shoot me a worried glance, but he's trying to calm me down. That's it though. The doorman sees that we're together. There's no way we're getting through. I have to bail. So I bail. I duck out from under the rope, start fast walking back away from the line, not even knowing where I'm going. I hear the doorman shouting at me, but I don't look back. I'm in panic mode. I go a block without pausing for a breath, and then finally stop at the next intersection and take out my phone. There's a pizza place on the corner, and I step inside. As I place an order for a slice of cheese and slice-a-roni, I text Marco and Janelle. Sorry about the trouble at the door. I'm at the famous Ray's a block east. When I sit down with my slices, the replies come in.
What trouble at the door?
Our IDs didn't get us through. Stay at the pizza place. I'll meet you there.
I'll work the inside game, hand out our stickers, and see if I can get some access to LA the GOAT.
This is embarrassing, but Marco's covering for my freak out, and we still have Janelle inside. I feel the team coming together. After a couple of minutes, Marco comes bursting through the door.
What the hell was that, bro? I was gonna get in.
He whacks me upside the back of the head and then takes a seat across from me, his eyes glaring. Didn't look like it.
Well, you took our chances from non-zero to zero real quick. Not cool, bro.
I'm sorry. I had to bail. I can't have my parents finding out about all this by my being caught trying to sneak into a show. I've got to tell them about it like it's an accomplishment.
Bro, it's already an accomplishment, but we got to keep up the pace if we want it to stay that way. No chickening out at the door.
It's going to be okay. Janelle's still inside. This is why we needed to grow the team.
She is pretty much a badass. I see why you like her.
Quit it with that. I'm really not trying to get with her. And promise me you aren't going to make the vibe weird by hitting on her.
No, you're right. We're a team now, especially now that we're relying on her tonight.
Marco orders himself a slice and we eat the rest on our feet as we walk back over to the venue. I finish first, so I'm the first to notice the text from Janelle.
Meet me by the stage door. Set's almost over.
We redirect from the front of the venue to the side alley. It has a big mural on the wall opposite the door. Janelle's waiting for us there.
Okay, here's the deal. His rep said he doesn't have time for an interview, but we can take a couple of photos with him, maybe up against this mural. We'll exchange info and set up an interview for later on.
Yo, Janelle, you're wild, but I love it. Let's do it. I got enough juice in my phone. Power up your cannon and let's do this.
These two are insane. After everything that happened at the door, I didn't really expect Janelle to be able to get in front of LA the GOAT's people. She was armed with a handbag full of Here Comes the Break stickers with our social media accounts on the design, and that was it. But here we are, about to get in a photo shoot somehow, even though I ran from the show. LA the GOAT and his team come out the stage door in the alley, and I watch Janelle walk straight up to him and extend her arm for a handshake. And then LA the GOAT leans in to give Janelle a hug. Marco leans back on the mural wall in awe of what is happening. Janelle, LA the GOAT, and two other random guys walk up to Marco and introduce themselves.
Hey, this young lady informed us that you guys are the brains behind the Here Comes the Break podcast. That's on our radar. Nice work. My name is Rich. I'm the booking agent. I would love for my guy to be a guest on your show. Here's my card. Shoot me an email. Let's make it happen.
Thanks. My name is Ruben. I'm the host of the show.
I'm Marco, co-creator and producer. We can take a few photos in front of this mural?
Yeah, yo, this team wants to take a few shots of you.
LA the GOAT nods and crosses to the mural wall. If there was any doubt about bringing Janelle on board, her impromptu photo shoot with LA the GOAT put that to rest for good. We've got a lead on an interview and fresh material to post to our feeds tonight. We make our way back to the train celebrating Janelle's boss move. That was a victory. I guess this is how Wyclef felt about Lauryn Hill during the early days of the Fugees. Janelle is a gem. On the train back, I see Marco giving her impressed glances. Same old game. Even though he said he would keep it professional. I'm sure Janelle can more than handle herself. Tonight was proof of that. But I'm gonna keep an eye on that kid. He could be reckless. I can't have him screwing up the vibe when Here Comes the Break is scaling up and better than ever.
And now an exclusive track from Oh No.
Se te parezco doctor, con tanto Montelo me siento actor. Hablando de we, como somos en Peri. Si yo me muero de ti, tú no llores por mí. Fuma la zaza por mí. Tengo unos putas pa' mí, dan en Mexicali. Siempre me llama papi, me ama, no quiere partir. Es la vida de cheese. Si es todo para mí, la dinero lo voy a invertir. Ella quiere perico, necesito por mi listo. Bitch, I'm guessing, no me we toca. gracias a la Jesucristo. Ella no paga la mitad, trae sus migas muy bonitas. Ella trae a su blanquita, mirando como bendita. Tomando el jugo, mixeando el jugo, me siento mareado de todo el jugo. Despeto crudo, a despertar mi y yo soy tarde, pero yo no me puro. Jare becuro, gane dinero por todo mi gente y pa' mi futuro. Eso lo juro, yo soy seguro que todo que vi en la vida es oscuro. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Let's get it. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Ciudad. Ay, yo que tranza, danza, huele fuerte porque todos los pacas salsa. Tengo los flacas de sus rodillos cuando entro casa. That's how we go. Ellos no cansan, caminan con la champaña y pasta. Gracias a Dios, quien a la taza. Toman un mali y quieren abraza. Los tengo en dos, así vivo yo. Ellas encima de mí es un tore. Así vivo yo, me relajo con un tamal y con una tole. Dime qué pasó, tu pistola de fiero, la tuya de ole. De ti no sé yo, ese cuerpo yo no sé yo. Ey. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Let's get it. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Dime cómo va la misión para mi ciudad. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Here Comes the Break is produced by Double Elvis in partnership with iHeartRadio. Executive produced by Def Jam Recordings. Executive produced by and starring Asante Black as Ruben. Produced by Daniela Perkins, who plays Janelle. Bobby Sias as Marco. Christopher V. Edwards as Dad. Rami Cornell as Mom. And Taylor Bettinson. Written by Taylor Bettinson and Nakia Hill. Artist interviews conducted by Nakia Hill. Directed by Christopher V. Edwards. Mixed and edited by Matt Tahaney. Sound recording by Colin Fleming. Music elements and production by Ryan Spraker. Additional production support by Jamie Demas. Executive produced by Jake Brennan and Brady Sadler for Double Elvis. Special thanks to Oren Rosenbaum, Shelby Shankman, Sarah Kowaney, and Jordan Gorelick at United Talent Agency, Beck Media and Marketing, Barack Muffet at Universal Music Group, Rich Isaacson, Lynn Gonzalez, Charlene Thomas, Marissa Pizarro, Gabriel Cesariero, Jessica Manorino, and Naya Fleming at Def Jam Recordings, and Connell Byrne, Carrie Lieberman, Will Pearson, Noel Brown, and the entire iHeartMedia team. To hear bonus content, meet the cast, and go behind the scenes of Here Comes the Break, follow with Double Elvis on Instagram or visit doubleelvis.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.